From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Let's set another record and slam the website with your cell phone or with your desktop, CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach back with us. He has been one of the best with CriticalHealthNews.com. He's got a number of books out. He's got a brand new one out as well. Doc, how's that new book doing?
Oh, it's flying off the shelf like crazy. And, of course, it's called The Metabolic Syndrome. And The Metabolic Syndrome goes back 2,000 years. And people didn't pay much attention to it. They all thought it was a genetic thing. Not much you could do about it except treat the symptoms. And this is one of the scary things about the medical system. George, right now, in the medical system, have a terrible record. They have a terrible record. They actually, they're ranked by the U.S. government as the number three killer of American citizens, the medical system.
Number three killer?
Yeah. Okay. And it's from lack of nutrition, lack of information, and, of course, this book, in addition to Metabolic Syndrome, the new book is only like 5 weeks old, one that goes back to, say, 12, 15 years ago. It's a best-selling book, okay, called Truth About Nutrition. And this is where the medical doctors really, really mess up. They say, just eat well, you get everything you need. And this is why and how they're killing so many people. You go back 2,000 years ago, George, and you've heard of the land flowing with milk and honey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, truly, the land flowing with milk and honey was very unique locations.
Garden spots.
I'm sorry?
Garden spots, weren't they?
Yeah, and they were garden spots, and the reason was they were at the foot of mountains that have all kinds of terrible things happening at the top of the mountain, grinding up the rocks, and the rock dust was white, like a flour. And the flour, rock dust, with all the minerals in it, at the top of the mountain, would go into the streams that come down the side of the mountains, and it looked like milk. Okay, and they thought, oh, it's cow's milk. No, it was glacial milk. Okay, and it had 75, 85, 95, 105 minerals in it. Okay, and the people who were watering their gardens with that, plus wood ashes and coal ashes, they were the ones who lived to be 150, 200, 250. They were getting the milk from the mountains. It was glacial milk, not cow's milk, not camel milk, not goat's milk, okay?
With every mineral you could imagine, I bet.
That's correct. And so we spent a lot of money going to these places and getting samples of the soil, and yet today they still have those mountains grinding up the glacial milk. And, of course, when you had all those minerals coming down into the valleys, it made the flowers more robust, and that's why there was more honey. Okay, so land flowing with milk and honey, there was a scientific reason for that. But the trouble is, some glacial milk had three minerals, some had five, some had 25, some had 50, some had 75, some had 80, some had 100. And the ones that had 75 to 100, those are the ones where people lived a long time. Okay, and we have all this written up in the books, okay, like The Truth About Nutrition.
Did they know what they were doing, Doc, or did they just luck out?
They knew that people lived a long time who lived in these areas. So they were getting the information, they were getting the raw materials from those areas. Now, they didn't know what the raw materials were, but they knew that there was something associated with those locations. Okay, now, when you look at it, the metabolic syndrome. Now, this book is like, about 50 pages. It goes along with the book that's on your head. And it shows very clearly the metabolic syndrome as abdominal obesity, diabetes, type 2, and hypertension, and heart disease. That is the metabolic syndrome. And it's just by dumb luck, people live in areas that don't have nutrition in them, but they can get the same salad parts for their salads, because plants only need three minerals. We humans need 60.
On a regular basis, I guess.
Daily, three times daily. Okay. And it's one of those things where you go back 20 years ago to Hell's Kitchen. One of my books, Hell's Kitchen, chapter 14 goes into the metabolic syndrome. And it will blow your mind what we know about the metabolic syndrome.
Doc, now, we've got emails coming in for you and questions coming in. We'll take calls in a half hour as well.
Okay. So do we continue?
Or? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I love this story.
You have to be one of God's angels, let me tell you, because you're right on the right path, and you're unfailing. Okay, you just keep going. In the old days, we would take, again, wood ashes and coal ashes and from our cooking fires and fireplaces and belly stoves and that kind of stuff.
I want to be one of those 200-year-old people you mentioned.
That's correct. And they would get good results because the wood ashes and coal ashes had the minerals in it because they were growing in places that had the minerals in soil. Okay? And it's one of those crazy things. Now, let's look at some of the associated diseases. Let's look at Alzheimer's disease. Right now, we're spending $345 billion a year just to treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
Gosh.
Not prevent or cure it. $345 billion. And, of course, all the other diseases that are associated with it, okay, like Parkinson's disease, we actually found a way to prevent and reverse Parkinson's disease. And it's one of those things where we have it published in our flip chart on page 26, and we have so many people now jumping on our approach to it. Now, when you look at the whole thing going on with the Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease.
Dementia.
When you look at Parkinson's disease, the whole idea of Parkinson's disease is that it has to do with genetics. And up until about 2 months ago, for 100 years, we had 60,000 new cases of Parkinson's disease each year in America. Right now, it jumped up 50%. It's 90,000.
Why so high?
Ah, you answered a primary question. And I looked it up. Being a pathologist, I looked it up. And here's why. Because doctors are pushing anti-cholesterol medication to lower cholesterol. Well, guess what?
Stents.
Guess what the myelin is made out of? Cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Guess what the myelin in the brain and spinal cord is made up out of? Cholesterol. Guess what sex hormones are made up out of?
Cholesterol.
Yeah. And so all of our problems are doctor-caused, okay? And
now, is there something called too much cholesterol, though, and too low? We have two different levels.
Well, there's too much water, too low. There's too much oxygen. I mean, you can have too much and too low of anything, but it's not practical. It's not going to happen, okay? And arthritis. We spend each year, George, $626.8 billion a year just to treat the symptoms of arthritis, not to prevent it or cure it. $626.8 billion. Type 2 diabetes, we spend $342 billion a year just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it. Heart disease, we spend $316.8 billion a year just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent or cure it. Each year in America, we spend $260 billion a year just to treat obesity, not to prevent or cure it. And so when you start looking at this stuff, what's going on here? Okay. Well, doctors don't get any nutrition training. I'll repeat that. When you ask a doctor, you know,
they've got to do that on their own, don't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because what happens is they don't get any nutritional training, and people ask them, what should I be eating, doc? Well, just eat three good meals a day, you know, eat plenty of grain, have wheat and oats. Well, that's the worst possible thing you can do because of the gluten, okay? And then so you can't absorb nutrition and digest food. And then, of course, they say, oh, you need to make sure, you're eating all the good stuff and stay away from cholesterol. I'll give you some drugs to lower your cholesterol, and that'll help you. And they do it all backwards. And, of course, the patient is paying the price. And so patients don't complain about the price because of insurance. Now, this all happened about 1812. In 1812, health insurance came out. Electricity came out. Everybody went to the electricity and health insurance. There was no more wood ashes and coal ashes for the gardens. And
we had a war then, too.
And we had a war, okay. And people just wanted pills to solve pain problems. And so this is all these things put together here. The medical system has turned out to be something that has kept humanity, on the death line.
Doc, stay with us. We're going to take a short break and come back and start with phone calls with you. We start calls early with Doc Wallach because he gets so many calls. We want to give you an opportunity to get in. So we'll take calls when we come back after the break with health tips, and then we'll take calls next hour with him on Coast to Coast. Here's a toll-free number to call. If you miss what he says, you can call because there are people that are taking notes. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And don't forget to slam that website, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back. George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but assistance, is 1-855-949-7234. Doc, where do you get the book, Metabolic Syndrome? Where's the best places?
Well, we have a bookstore, a Wellness Publications. And you want me to give out a number or just...
So just direct us to it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's called Wellness Publications, and the book Metabolic Syndrome is like 50 pages, and it goes into the history of the metabolic syndrome.
It's not on Amazon?
It probably is on Amazon. It's in a lot of places, so I apologize for not. I'll find out later, but I'm sure you call Amazon, they'll have it. They'll get it very quickly.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Super in Berkeley, California. First-time caller. Hi, Super.
Oh, it's just me. I just happen to sneak in on this line.
Oh, shame on you.
Hi, Doc Wallach, and hi, George. I actually got to meet you, Doc, back in Beaumont in 2018. It was before the pandemic, of course. I went to a seminar of yours in Texas when I lived there. And it was, I have a picture with you somewhere. So that was a delight to meet you then.
Well, thank you. How can we help you today?
What's that?
How can we help you today?
Oh, I have to go to the dentist, and, you know, the last time I went, I had a cavity filled with some nasty, plasticky stuff, and, I'm trying to figure out what the safest, I mean, I got to take out my wisdom teeth and get several cavities filled, and any ideas what, I probably don't even have a choice with my insurance, what they're going to stick in there.
Well, they're not putting in mercury fillings anymore, so you're safe there. And a lot of good dentists have been removing mercury fillings, taking them out of your mouth, replacing them with ceramic fillings. But go ahead. That's my 2 years of dental school, Doc.
I mean, is ceramic fillings safe?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Much safer than mercury fillings.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and so one of the things you have to appreciate is when you have all these dental problems, you have a bigger problem, okay? It's called osteoporosis of the skull, okay? When you have osteoporosis of the skull, instead of being a quarter of an inch thick, the skull is an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. It squeezes all 12 of the pairs of the cranial nerves formed in the brain coming through the tunnels in the skull to the outside world, so to speak.
How'd it get so thick, Doc?
Well, when you have osteoporosis, the bone is being replaced with connective tissue, scar tissue, cartilage, and all that kind of stuff. And your body's trying to maintain the strength of the bony tissue, okay? But there's not enough bone to replace, not enough minerals to replace it, so it goes with the cartilage and connective tissue. Also, it squeezes the spinal cord. So we came out with a book, It's All in Your Head, because there's over 50 different diseases you get. I repeat that. There's over 50 different diseases you get when you get osteoporosis of the skull. And page 6 has a picture of two skulls. One is a normal, one is a quarter inch thick, and the other one's one with osteoporosis of the skull. It's an inch and a half thick, okay? It's really a very scary picture. These are real skeletons, real skulls. And so do you have tinnitus? Do you have any ringing in the ears, any balance problems?
No.
Okay, that's good. All right. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff.
That is good.
Yeah, get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. Because carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot digest food and absorb minerals. Now, you need, how much do you weigh?
160-ish.
Okay. So you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. I also want you to have, our glucogel. Go ahead and get 2 bottles of that and take 3 of those at breakfast, at lunch, or dinner time. It's going to rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, also the bone marrow. Okay. And very, very important. That's called glucogel. And it's specifically made for that. And you also want to, I would go with the 30, Ultimate Daily 30, Classic.
30 more seconds, Doc.
Okay, Ultimate Daily Classic. I go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. It's going to help with blood flow through blocked arteries in your skull, your vertebrae, and so forth. And we have people who are new people. All their problems are gone within 2 to 3 months when they do this program, when you have osteoporosis of the skull. It's all in your head, the book.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Next up, let's go to Stanley in South Dakota. Welcome to the show. He's not ready. Susan in Roseville, California. Hey, Suz, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hi,
and Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. I remember that you're a veterinarian besides a doctor. I have a question regarding my cat. She's almost 8 and a half, and lately she hasn't had much of an appetite, and she does throw up once in a while. I have to give her grass and stuff. I was wondering what I can give her to increase her appetite and make her eat more.
Okay, we have a product that goes along with, actually we have 2 products that goes along with cat food. A canned cat food is good because it has vitamins and minerals in it, okay? And then also, excuse me, you need the, Arthrodex, which is our big multi-nutrient product, and it tells you on the label how much to give per pound of body weight to the animals, okay? And it's a miracle worker because it rebuilds all tissues, heart, liver, lungs, brain, bones, kidneys. Then also, in addition to the Ultimate Daily, you need the Ultimate Daily Classic. I would give the I-26, Arthrodex and I-26. I-26 will rebuild the bone marrow, rebuild the brain, rebuild the spinal cord, and that it'll turn that cat into a 6-month-old cat.
Okay. Will it give her more of an appetite?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so this is the I-26?
Yeah, I-26 and
the Arthrodex?
Arthrodex, exactly.
Okay.
Pharmacist Ben loves this I-26, Doc.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where when you have Alzheimer's disease, you have Parkinson's disease. It's one of our treatments for Parkinson's disease. We get rid of Parkinson's disease now, and it's one of those things where the I-26 helps regrow the myelin in the brain. And so within 3 months, people who had just almost no myelin, their brain is gone. We rebuild it in our we have a flip chart on page 26 that goes through all this. And then the next page, I think it's 27.
So it takes time to build up, right?
Yeah. And it's not a buildup when you have Parkinson's disease. It's you're losing stuff. You're losing everything. It's just leaving scar tissue.
But I mean, to build up the myelin, how long
yeah,
does it
to build
take?
To build up the myelin, yeah, it takes usually about anywhere from 1 month to 2 months to 3 months, depending on how serious the loss is.
Michael J. Fox must have a lot gone, right?
Well, we've tried several times contacting him, and his front line just throws our stuff away, and they send us a postcard saying, sorry, you know, we can't give this information to Michael.
Really?
Yeah. So they're the ones who kept Michael from going back to being a 25-year-old kid.
Unbelievable. Let's take some more calls. Anida from Burbank, California, west of the Rockies. Anida, did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm so excited to meet you, Dr. Wallach. I've had this food intolerance / allergy to onion powder and onions after I had a bad ceviche and had a really bad food poisoning where I was rocking back and forth. I couldn't see straight. It looked like water droplets. And when my body finally relaxed, I threw up like a fire hydrant with a lot of force. I thought it all exited my body. I thought I'd be okay, so I didn't go for medical help. And I noticed that every time I eat onion or onion powder, and sometimes even garlic, my stomach protrudes like a 9-month pregnant person. And I have some heavy breathing.
The first thing you have to stop doing is eating onions and onion powder.
Yes, but it's sometimes it sneaks in, or sometimes your family gathering. Is there something that could correct
the gut? Bring your own food. Bring your own food.
There's nothing out there that could correct the gut so that I could go back to eating onions?
I wouldn't risk it.
What do you mean, Doc?
Well, when you have something like that that goes on when you eat a particular food, there's several thousand different types of food out there. Why keep going after one that causes a problem that could be ultimately deadly? And so I like the simple way. Just stop using it. And instead of using onions, that's you know, what the good Lord made all these various beans and peas and seeds and stuff like that. And you don't have to do any of the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then if you have all these reactions to onions, no onions. That's easy. You know, there's all kinds of other things to replace onions. So you could use stuff like carrots, you know, carrot shavings. I like carrot shavings. You know, they're maybe a quarter of an inch thick and an inch long. And they have a nice little taste to them. Plus, you're getting a lot of vitamin A, beta carotene, which is just really, really good. But don't forget the I-26. I-26, when you have anything going on with your brain and spinal cord and hormones and stuff like that. So you need, how much do you weigh? Hello?
I'm 5'5", and I weigh 160.
5'5", 160.
Okay, so you need 2 bottles a month of the I-26. Go ahead and take 3 twice a day. It comes in chewables. I like the French vanilla chewables. I take 3 of those twice a day myself. I weigh 142. it also comes in capsules. It comes in powder. So you can have the form you want. If you like the powder, put it in your liquids. If you like the capsules, you put them in your pocketbook. Or I like the chewables. I take the bottle with me and just take them right after my meals. Okay? And that'll rebuild the brain and the spinal cord and all your big nerves, like your vagus nerve. But also, it will get rid of all kinds of stuff. But don't eat onions. There's no good onions for you.
But are you saying onions are bad, period?
No, just for her. Okay? If you can eat onions and not, you know, have all kinds of deadly symptoms, eat onions. I eat onions. Okay? But if you have, you know, every time you look at an onion, you read the word onion, or you eat an onion, you have a really, really something that knocks you down and puts you in bed and has all kinds of problems, you have to run to the doctor, don't eat them.
All right. Well, Tom has a text and tweet for you. Tom, what do you got for Doc?
Hey, Doc, this one is from Sabrina in Jackson, Mississippi. She says, can the doc please explain how to treat, and I believe I'm pronouncing it right, cholera, C-H-O-L-E-R-A?
Never heard of that. Have you, Doc?
Nope. Cholera will...
colitis, maybe?
That's possible. It's one of those things where I'd have to have somebody on your end look it up real quick and tell me what it means. Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either, Doc. All right. Thanks, Tom. Doc, since you've been doing this, how many years now?
75.
75. How old are you?
85.
How old do you feel?
Most people think I'm 50 because of all the stuff that I do. And so I feel like I'm somewhere between 30 and 40. I can do anything a 30-year-old can do.
Well, you bounce out of holes when you fall in them, that's for sure. Last time I saw you was at Contact in the Desert.
Oh, yeah, that's just a couple of months ago. And we had a great time there. We had really a tremendous new thing. And, of course, we bought a big company in Australia. And we wound up with 600 new members. All their employees joined.
Wow.
600 new members. They're Australians. And they were making vitamin mineral supplements. And so they came over to us, and it's one of those big things. I do big Zooms like we're doing with you and I here in Australia, and I do them once a month. We may have to start doing them once or twice a day with all those new people.
Absolutely. Well, stick with us, Doc. We've got an hour to go with phone calls with you when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. His new book is called The Metabolic Syndrome. It's out there. He said it's on eBay, and I would bet you could find it on the Amazon.com as well.